Blog Talk Radio.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
Kulatanya Kedame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days.
Besimab, wewelid, wemenfesa kedus, ahadu amla. Ze kedamit, ye kedamit. Besenbed ken. Meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, shellame. Kohulum yilik, zahayin asaye. Meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Ja, Rastafari.
Ja, Rastafari. Ja, Rastafari. Ja, Rastafari.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, viziv'anu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Push up the light of them, push up the light of them, push up the light of them, blaze up the torch when we done.
Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name, shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For thee as incense. For thee as incense. For thee as incense.
We'll be right back. drum, ringing out the trumpets of your people. Come, from the pan in your reservation. Some will go on to repatriation. Some will claim the land of Canaan. And of the slaves of them be a possession. Oh, oh.
Set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. Before thee as incense. Before thee as.
Rastafari, Almighty. Rastafari, Almighty. Rastafari, Almighty. Ever living, ever paid for. Ever sure. Ever living, ever paid for. Ever sure. Ever living, ever paid for. Ever living, ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are stars, country land, and tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are stars, country land, and tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are stars, country land, and tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future.
Them a run down. Why them we look about down judgments and them not look to the east? Tell me for the money them a run down. Why them we look about down judgments and I know them not see. Tell me Allah say judgment and them not know where judgment appear from. Boy must it take rats me body fear and but I'm like Job and I'm like Aaron. Man and a father Albert, man a father Abram. Words in my mouth and the body in my right and come to separate the good, the good, the good from the gun. Yes, me have to want the United Nation. One Albert and the one named Clinton. Yes, I them go about to the Pope and Satan. But I see Pope, yeah, man have to send the vacation. And God, he will still have to call the vacation.
Not stop from diminution of the money them a run down. Why them we look about them judgments and them not look to the east? Tell me for the money them a run down. Why them we look about them judgments and I know them no see the bubble man, them a not job. Dropping me turban and me dropping me robe. Some say them a me friend but them a too wet this sword. Never see me with me burden, much less with me load. I'm corrupting a sea of me from the road. You not read Zion, you not know the road code. Them not want me drive Benz and all Lexus afford. Me some bird them now like a toad. And the money them a run down. Why them we look about them judgments and them not look to the east? Tell me for the money them a run down. Why them we look about them judgments and I know them not see them on idea. You see Gideon, Gideon, I and I say this. In the abundance of water, the pool is empty, empty. Well, if our water is available, but it's limited, empty, 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 empty. In the abundance of food, the pool is hungry, hungry. Well, if our food is not in those parts, but it's limited, empty, 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 empty. Life is what you make it, so believe it or not. The wise man built his own on top of the rock. If you go build it from the sun, then you're a fool, idiot. Some of them must be taken where you think it's your place. Foundation of the deep and strong. Follow the footsteps of the wise man. How you pick us and up in a sinking sand. In a bitter world of competition. In the abundance of water, the pool is thirsty, thirsty. Well, if our water is available, but still in vessel empty, empty, empty. That boat better must come. After all that has been said and after all that has been done, you better reach what you need and you won't get done. Cause a rat race in the world we live in. Everyone just a program to win. To what we want to defend the long thing. I'm on with take your share and you don't get a thing. The fool now I'm get it in the thing can take. Now I'm get it in the walk up a sweaty fool. Now I'm get it in the stick out the neck. Now I'm get. If you're sleeping in your brain, in the abundance of water, the pool is thirsty, thirsty.
We'll get in the, oh raga raga, oh raga raga raga. Victory is mine. Well, we say, oh raga raga, yes raga raga raga. Them couldn't stop me, no time, no time. Oh raga raga, oh raga raga raga. Victory is mine. Well, we say, yes raga raga, yes raga raga raga. Them couldn't stop me, no time. Well, them won't get me out, but it's not an easy task. Them tried many times before and couldn't pay the cost. So now them a smile, but we know it's just a mask. They want to kill, we have to, we know what's the demands. But when we beat you alive, we saw it's what we need. Me say me get a little younger. It's like me hypnotize, I'll do what them criticize. Till we overcome them disaster. Oh, raga, raga. Oh, raga, raga, raga. Victory is mine. And we say, oh, raga, raga. Yes, raga, raga, raga. Them couldn't stop me, no time, no time. Oh, raga, raga. Oh, raga, raga, raga. Victory is mine.
I'm running far, oh, do you really think I'm fighting far? Oh, do you really think we'll win this war? Yeah. Oh, do you really think I'm running far? Oh, do you really think I'm fighting far? Oh, do you really think we'll win this war? Hey, they know no love, and they show no love. I see they glow no love, that's why they grow no love. Well, love is the only thing they think they know. Oh, oh, oh. They just about the same thing that I grow. Oh, oh, oh. Me mother, me father, all of them tell me so. Oh, oh, oh. Hey, don't talk about cause I be feeling no blow. I can already hear this whistling like willow. Lift that broad road and take me one narrow. The broad road gon' lead to the pain and sorrow. Blood for all and I gone in a barrow. So ask them, who do you really think I'm working for? Who do you really think I'm fighting for? Who do you really think we'll win this war? Who do you really think I'm working for? Who do you really think I'm fighting for? Who do you really think we'll win this war? Hey, they know no love, and they show no love. Hey, they grow no love, that's why they grow no love.
Thank you.
The heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Until thy kingdom come. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. servitude, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits upon the highest throne.
From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work, just as it was from in the first. Why should I divert? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one. It's a way of strengthening, hear you not. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the
holy day.
Shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings the Redeemer to their children's children for the sake of His name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim, who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires sentiment. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all days. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor, for you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer, and may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never ceased, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah, and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name. Do it for the sake of your right hand. Do it for the sake of your Torah. Do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beit Hamikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah.
In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah.
Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, 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 fire.
Bless Beab, Ubu, Manfat, Sadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch his forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer, that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Ase sigabu kainatuna hizvu bechibret yemiyazemutno. All shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase sigabu, as they enter the kedase. Kainatuna hizvu, the priest and the people, bechibret in einity, yemiyazemutno, shall sing, shall chant, Isis, 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 I.
So and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, our rest. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibbutz, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arets, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Aretz, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be. Yahweh, the sustainer. A new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I say give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Most times. Reverend Michael something there. Four Rings International, Universal, Land, Sky and Sea, East, Year and Water. And I say glory be unto the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy One of creation. As Jah was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, the world without end.
Rastafari.
Don't continue.
Oh, what a glory that we
Glory be to our Father and our King. Kabur le Abuna, le Ngusna, le Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Be Shem Yeshua, Ha Moshiach, in name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Be Getachna, Be Medchanatachin, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Amen. Anna Bikolach, we beg thee, Anna, Anna Bikolach, Gedulata Yemin Katir Usarura, with the strength and greatness of thy right arm, Gedulata Yemin Katir Usarura, untangle our Ainai knotted fate. Aver Arena Ta Amika, accept your people, the high people's song. Aver Arena Ta Amika, Sankarein, Ahrein, Nora, elevate and purify us. Sagavein, Tahrein, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one. Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubavata Shamrein, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubavat Shamrein, Barkhem, Tahareim, Rachemei, Sidakateka Tamida Gamle, bless them, purify them, pity, pity them. Barkeim, Ahreim, Rachemeim, Sidakateka Tamida Gamle. May your righteousness always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness Nahela Edateka, in goodness lead your flock. Yachida ge'e le'ameka b'ne zokhreya kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokhrei, those who remember kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set-apartness. Shawatim Kavir, accept our cries. Shawatim Kavir, accept our cries. Ushma'a Akadeno, Akadeno, and hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau Akadeno, Kavir Ushma, Akadeno, Yodea Ta Elumot. O Noah of mysteries, of secrets, Yodea Ta Elumot, Baruch Shem Kvod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed, blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for Ivan, 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 Ivan,
I've Lecha Dodi, 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 Lecha Dodi, Likrat Kala, Pne Shapat Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Kala, Pne Shapat Nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika dodi likratia kala panesha patia nikapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, Ivine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad Yahweh, he will be, we be Jehovah Yah, Jaja echad ushmo echad Yahweh, Jehovah is one and one is his name. Yahweh echad ushmo echad L'tshem u'l'tifereta w'tehillah. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Einai fame. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Oh, come, let us make Einai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath ha-shabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath ha-shabbat foreshadows blessing baraka divine. Blessings I find. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Negus, even Negus and Neges. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, again to his grace. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikapala. Shake off thy dust and rise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Arise, O arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, gone is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunt, he humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, I Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom, his bride. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim's deeds we, I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. we, I greet thee, I, oh, Sabbath, oh, Shabbat, oh, Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Shah, Rastafari, we, I hear thee, I, rejoicing in common accord, we, I are the faithful who bask in thy light, we, I welcome thy day. We, I welcome thy night. Lekado dia likrati kala. Bene shabbati in the Kabbalah. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath. Ha Shabbat, the Senbet greet.
במזמור דוד בפנה הולה בשם האב ואל ומנפש קדוס אחד ואמלך אמן כיבר לקהל וכיבר לתלסו כיבר בהיילד וכיבר לתלמה והיילד אלה שעה רק לפרעי Ajaja we Yahweh Ajaja we Yahweh Eh Ten Bet Selam Shabbat Shalom A song for the days of rest, yeah Inside your home Ten Bet Selam A song for the days of rest, yeah Inside your home It is such a good thing Giving thanks and praises To the Most High Jarastafari On the psaltery Playing on the ten strings Showing love and kindness Morning till night, yeah The brutish man will never know Neither does the fool overstand his soul Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed. With fresh oil Come on, well, yeah Send Beit Selam Shabbat Shalom Song for the days of rest Well, inside your home And still Send Beit Selam Shabbat Shalom
Relax, sit and recline. His Majesty said unity and only Jah know. Well, no. for them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place to the edge of all we call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your face look different this time. You find position and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy. Please take it slow. Hey, send back salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home, send back salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well. Come on. And better the im negative Yehuda Machaber line of Judah Society LOJS. Yeah. The bar we highly stand. I judge your way on.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall... Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Oh yeah.
friends and my argument sometimes may do me wrong, but by my faith
The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Hey! Shabbat Shalom.
Excellent is thy name, the one set thy glory above the heavens.
Yahweh El Shaddai. shine for us. And your heart lift up his eyes and up.
Hebrew first words here for this sixth weekly Torah portion reading and feeding in I and Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this sabbatical strong, for this Shavua, Toldot, Hebrew first words here for this sixth weekly Torah portion reading and feeding, toldot, so the Hebrew first words, with a le toldot, Yitzhak ben Abraham, Abraham holid et Yitzhak, a Hebrew first words here, for this sixth weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding in Ina and Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this sabbatical strong, for this Shavua, for this seventh Toldot, Hebrew first words. And these, slika, and these are the generations of Yitzhak, of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac. Abraham begot Yitzhak. Hebrew first words here for this sixth weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding in our annual Rastafari sabbatical studies for this sabbatical strong. Where? Ele Toldot Yitzhak ben Abraham. Abraham holid et Yitzhak. And these generations of Isaac, Abraham's son, Abraham begot Isaac. Hebrew first word, toldot, the generations. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Sixth sabbatical study, the sixth right here in the sequence, is Shemester here. We have Toldot, generations. And here for today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after all the Melchizedek, we have Psalm 109. Very interesting theme here, love and hate, and also we have the two brothers right here, Esau and Yaakov. See a reflection here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 109, right here. Going to write up a few first words right here. Today's daily psalm, 109.
Give it. Love and hate, the theme of the Torah, reading and feeding, Jacob, Esau, today's daily call.
Love and hate can never be friends, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Psalm 109. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for good, and hatred for my love. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the strangers spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth, because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. But do thou for me, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake. Because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me, for I am poor and needy. My heart is wounded within me. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth. I am tossed up and down as the locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. I became also a reproach unto them. When they looked upon me, they shaked their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. O save me according to thy mercy, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Lord, hast done it. Let them curse, but bless thou. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let thy servant rejoice. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth, yea, I will praise him among the multitude. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. His soul, 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 his soul.
Of 8 Laminat Eyach Lidawid Mizmor Elohei Tehilati Tehilati Alate Cherash Elohei 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 Tehilati Alate Cherash. Cry for help. Mizmor Kof Eight. Oft 8, Psalm CIX, Psalm 109, chapter 109. Hold not thy peace, O Elohim of my praise. Elohei tehilati ala techerash, al techerash. Hold not thy peace. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Malachi Tzedek, Psalm Kof Tet, Psalm 109, chapter 109 from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Psalter, chapter 109. La minat eyach le David, to the chief musician. La minat eyach, la minat eyach, to the chief musician le David, of David mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation of David, a psalm of David. Elohei Tehilati ala techerash. O Elohim, Elohei of my praise. Tehilati, Tehilati of my praise. Tehilah, you should not remain silent. Ala techerash. Al-techerash, 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 do not be silent. Hold not thy peace. A cry for help. The psalm today's daily psalm according to the royal order. This psalm, 109, the Oft 8 psalm, Psalm CIX, it tells of suffering under relentless persecution and false prosecution. And it is to be compared with earlier psalms of this type, especially XXV and LXIX, especially to be compared with Psalm 25 and Psalm 69. If the authorship of Dawid is accepted, Lamnatzeyach li Dawid Mizmor, the oppressor, rephrase, the downpresser is Saul, is Shaul, or Doeg. Otherwise, there's no clue to his identity or to the exact circumstances. Now, Rashi's view is that the speaker is the nation of Yisrael. This is adopted by some of the modern scholars, but there's the personal character of the psalm, of the Mizmor, the personal character of the psalm, the chant, the intonation, and this is strongly, strongly pronounced. An oft-discussed feature is the section of today's daily psalm, of Psalm 109, and these are verses 6 to 19, which consist of a string of the most vehement curses, the bitterness of feeling, and the malicious tone are usually criticized by some as unethical or contrary to the spirit, some say, of true religion. Now, if the passage is interpreted as the utterance of the psalmist, and I, then the citation in the introductory notes that we have to Psalm LXXXIII, verse 10, to Psalm 83 and 10, round about verse 10, it should be consulted. So take note right there in the Sefer Tehillim. In the Sefer Tehillim, there is Psalm 83 and 10, which we should consult with. Now, on the other hand, before we go there, on the other hand, it has been maintained that the maledictions, the bad diction, the maledictions, the curses, so to speak, are not spoken by the author of the psalm against his persecutors, and not even against the false prosecutors, but rather, on the other hand, they express the evil wishes of the latter, the evil wishes of the persecutors and the false prosecutors against the man, and I, the psalmist, that they were hounding, to death. Now, in support of this interpretation, this interpretation, is the fact that the adversaries are in the plural, whereas the curses are directed against a person in the singular. Moreover, in verse 28, the psalmist explicitly prays, "Let them curse, but bless thou, bless the eye." And it is natural to understand his words as referring to the imprecations, the curses, the maledictions in the psalm, even in today's daily psalm, a cry for help, the Oft 8, Psalm 109. They would be extraordinary. Such curses or imprecations and maledictions would be extraordinary if they came from the lips of one who had himself just indulged in an orgy of cursing. So there's some interesting interpretations of today's daily psalm, as we saw just to highlight there briefly from the Sefer Tehillim in the cipher in the Psalter, today's daily psalm. So we're going to take the note right here that we find where it says in this section right here, if the passage is interpreted as the utterance of the psalmist, then the citation that we find in the introductory note to Psalm LXXXIII to Psalm 83, round about verse 10, should be consulted. So let's go there, Psalm 83 and 10. All right, let's go to Psalm 83 and 10. 83 and 10. Now, in the KJV Bibles, it'll probably be around verse 9. In the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew, will be verse 10. 83 and 10 in the Hebrew, and KJV, round about verse 9. Check verse 9. And the verse right here, we have verse, it says right here, we have Psalm 83 and 10. And here's the verse. It says, do thou to them as to Midian, as to Sisera, as to Jabin, at the brook Kishon. This is the verse here. In the KJV, as we said, it'll be Psalm 83, and the verse will be ninth verse. That should read, do thou to them as to Midian, as to Sisera, as to Jabin, at the brook Kishon, at the brook Kishon. Now, here we have verses 10 to 19. I'm looking at the footnote, which is comprising in the KJV, verses 9 to 18. It's a prayer for their overthrow. And here's the footer right here. It says, the bitterness of the imprecation. Imprecation is another word for curses or the maledictions that we find even today, Psalm, consulting with Psalm 83 here. The bitterness of the imprecation which follows has often been criticized. As always in the Psalter and the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalms, the depth of feeling aroused by persecution and false prosecution, it springs from more than the agonies of the afflicted. Righteous indignation is also a motive of the protests, inasmuch as an attack by the pitiless strong upon the weak is rebellion against the rule of Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, is against the rule of Jah in the world. They who are hypersensitive about such imprecatory or curses or the malediction passages in the Psalms may pay heed to the remark of a recent Christian expositor, which says, quote, if we cannot approve, we may understand. If we had been where the psalmist was, we might well have felt and spoken as he did. And this is from one Osterly makes that comment right there. So that's the note here in the notes to today's daily psalm, a cry for help.
Simply put, Psalm 109 often has been used or cited to somehow justify, you know, cursing one's enemies the way we have the curses in Psalm 109. But actually, by studying the psalm, we get to find that this is the complainant, the psalmist, and I speaking what they say concerning him. And saying, therefore, what they have said upon him, make it come upon them. But he's not cursing them, but quoting their curses. Thus, the difference between the plural and the singular, bringing out the true reading comprehension of this particular psalm.
Psalm 109, a cry for help. Here we sing this in tune for season with the six Torah reading and feeding toldot and bringing forth the twins, Esau and Yaakov, Esau and Jacob. Interesting, a love-hate sort of relationship right here. Just to highlight today's daily song, we have the Prince of Reggae, Dennis Brown, right here.
Love and hate can never be friends, oh no. Love and hate can never be friends, oh no. Oh no. Here I come with love and not hatred. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life. Envy no one, no wish to be with no evil man. For there comes a day when you'll be free like the Father's day. Leave a brute field. Leave a pastor till then. My head is anointed and my cup runneth over. Yeah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life.
call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blessing, to this blessing, to this blessing. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blessing, to this blessing, to this blessing, to this blessing. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Call in.
Evil boy, everything takes time.
מזמור קופטט למנצח לדוד מזמור. אלוהי תהילתי אל תחרש, כי פי רשע ופי מרמה עלי פתחו. דיברו איתי לשון שקר, ודברי שנאה סבבוני, ויילחמוני חינם. תחת אהבתי יסתנוני, ואני תפילה. וישימו עלי רעה תחת טובה, ושנאה תחת אהבתי. הפקד עליו רשע, ושטן יעמוד על ימינו. בהישפטו יצא רשע, ותפילתו תהיה לחטאה. יהיו ימיו מעטים, וקודתו ייקח אחר. יהיו בניו יתומים, ואשתו אלמנה. ונוע ינועו בניו ושיאלו, ודרשו מחורבותיהם. ינקש נושה לכל אשר לו, ויבוזו זרים יגיעו. אל יהי לו מושך חסד, ואל יהי חונן ליתומיו. יהי אחריתו להחריד, ודור אחר ימח שמם. יזכר עוון אבותיו אל אדוני, וחטאת אמו אל תמח. יהיו נגד אדוני תמיד, ויחרט מארץ זכרם. יען אשר לא זכר עשות חסד, וירדוף איש עני ואביון, ונכאה לבב למוטט. ויאהב כללה ותבואהו, ולא חפץ בברכה, ותרחק ממנו. וילבש כללה כמדו, ותבוא חמיים בקרבו, וכשמן בעצמותיו. תהי לו כבגד יעתה, ולמזח תמיד יחגריה. זאת פעולת סותני מאת אדוני, והדוברים רע על נפשי. ואתה אלוהים אדוני, עשה איתי למען שמך, כי טוב חסדך הצילני, כי עני ואביון אנוכי, ולבי חלל בקרבי. כצל קנטותו נהלכתי, ננערתי כארבה, ברכי כשלו מצום, ובשרי כחש משמן. ואני הייתי חרפה להם, יראוני יניעון ראשם. עוזרני אדוני אלוהי, הושיעני כחסדך. וידעו כי ידך זאת, אתה אדוני עשית. יקללו המה ואתה תברך, קמו ויבושו ועבדך ישמח. ילבשו סותני כלימה, ויעטו חמעיל בושתם. אודה אדוני מאוד בפי, ובתוך רבים אהללנו. כי יעמוד לימין אביון, להושיע משופטי נפשו.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. One to hear the fuller full now. Call in.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Evil boy, everything takes time.
Let's take the first five verses of today's daily psalm, the Kof Tet. Kof Tet. Psalm 109. Psalm C-I-X. A cry for help. First five verses of today's daily psalm. The sections in today's daily psalm, Psalm 109. First five verses, a plea for help. Verses 6 to 20, the imprecations, the maledictions, the curses. Verses 20 to 25, he appeals for Jah's mercy. And then we have verses 26 to 31, his certainty, an I certainty for divine, for the divine aid and assistance, the guidance and the protection. So today's daily psalm is themed a cry for help. It's also themed vengeance invoked upon adversaries. Vengeance is invoked upon adversaries. So Psalm 109, there's an appeal in the Supreme Court of the universe, an appeal to Jah's justice, appeal to Elohim, the true good, the true God's justice. The psalmist asks Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, to vindicate him, to vindicate I, and to bring severe judgment down upon his enemies. Today's daily psalm, and some are sensitive, as we mentioned in the intro, about this, and some are just confused about, well, who is cursing who in today's daily psalm? The psalmist in I affirms, right, affirming the justice, that there must be justice, and this is a cry for help. The psalm, it tells of suffering under relentless persecution and under false prosecution. So we have the first five verses, the plea. How do you plea? Well, in today's daily psalm, La Menatzeach Le David Mizmor. Elohei Tehilati Alla Techrash. Ki Fi Rasha U Fi Mirma Alai. Patachu Dibru Iti Lishon Shaker. With Dibrei Sina'a Siba Bunni, why ye lachemunni Chinam? Kahata Ahevati Isa Temuni Wahani Tefila Waya Simu Aleya Ra'a Tahatat Ova We Sina'a Tahata Ahevati. Oh, Elohim, 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 Elohim of my praise, keep not silence. Keep not silence, O Elohim, Elohim of my praise, keep not silence. To chief musician, a psalm of David, hold not thy peace, O God, O Elohim of my praise. Elohei tehilati ala techerash. Elohei tehilati, tehilati, Elohim of my praise. The Elohim whom I praised, Isis, thanks and praise in the past for mercies granted to me. Mercies granted to I, even to I and I and I and I, relying upon that experience. The psalmist and I and I and I again turns to him in his distress and in I and I distress. So the opening words of the plea, how do you plea? The opening words of the plea. This is a plea in the Supreme Court. Supreme Court, not just of the land of the universe, before he who be who he be. Asking he who be who he be, al techerash, al techerash, al techerash. Keep not silence. Hold not thy peace. Al techerash, from harash. Keep not silent. Keep not silent by withholding a response to the prayer, a response to I and I prayer. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful, the mouth of the ratchet and the mouth of the deceitful are opened. The mouth of the ratchet and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me, against I and I. They have spoken against me, against I and I with a lying tongue, for a mouth of evil and a mouth of deceit. Against me, against I, they open. They speak with me, with I, with a false tongue, a tongue of falsehood. Ki fi rasha'a u fi mirma aleya patachu. Alei, alei, alei patachu. They are open. Mouth, a mouth of evil, of the ratchet. Ki fi rasha, u fi mirma, and of the deceitful, alei patachu, dibru iti lishon shaker, lishon shaker, a tongue of falsehood. They speak, dibru, dibru iti, dibru iti. They speak with me, they speak with me. With a tongue of falsehood, dibruiti lishon shaker, the mouth of the wicked, the fi rasha, the fi rasha, fi mouth rasha, fi rasha, literally a mouth of a wicked man, rasha, a ratchet mouth, the mouth of a ratchet man, which may mean that his ill wishes, I and I ill wishes, had put forward an unscrupulous person to bring false charges against him, as did Jezebel. Jezebel did this against Naboth. We have Jezebel doing this very thing against Naboth. Spoken, they have spoken to me. Dibruiti, they've spoken to me. With me, in the Hebrew, with me, they've spoken with me. Dibruiti, dibruiti. It has been plausibly suggested that the phrase here means the same as we have in CXXVII and 5, as we have in Psalm 127, around about verse 5, where it reads, they shall not be put to shame when they speak with their enemies in the gates. The allusion here being to charges made in the presence of the judges of the Shoftim, like in court, right? They have spoken with me. So it's an interesting connection, speaking with me. What are they speaking? Moving on to the Gimel verse, the third verse, what are they speaking? Now, KJV reads, they compass me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause, the Hebrew, and words of hatred, they surround me. With divrei, sina sibabuni, with divrei sina sibavuni, they compass me, I, about also with words of hatred, allegations inspired by enmity and animosity and hate without a cause. They fought against me without a cause. Why ye lachemuni chinam? Why ye lachemuni lacham? Fighting war. Why ye lachemuni chinam? The attack upon I is without justification. There's no righteousness. It was without right, without justification, and with words of hatred. They encircle me. They encircle I, and they wage war. They wage war. Why ye lachemuni? And they wage war against me without charge. Chinam, without cause and without charge. So it's without justification. There's no righteousness. There's no right. Right, in their charges, in their case. Verse 4, first 5 verses, the plea, the opening plea, what we have here is the opening plea for help. In today's daily psalm, a cry for help. So we have the Dalet verse, the 4th verse, Tachat Ahavati. Tahata havati, yisatuni, wani tefila. Instead of my love, they are my accusers. Tahata ahavati. Yistemuni, wani tefila. But I prayer. Literally, but I prayer. Instead of loving me, instead of loving me, tahata ahavati, ahavati, instead of loving me, yisatamuni, they slander. They slander them, my accusers. Yistanuni. They are my accusers. Yistanuni. Tahata ahabati yisatanuni. Waani tefila. But I pray, but I am prayer. My love. Ahavati, tahata havati, ahavati, ahava, ahavati. Acts of friendship, which he and I had performed for them, for me, acts of love for them. And instead of, right, in a literal sense, like almost like under, but instead of, right, instead of showing love in return for love, they are my accusers. They are my adversaries. Right? They are my adversaries. Now, it's an interesting context here because the word that we have, yistanuni, they accuse, they prosecute me, they are Satans, this is the word, adversaries, the H7853, right, and in the Strong's Concordance here, the H7853, we have Satan, to attack, to accuse, to tackle, to accuse is to satane, to play the Satan, to attack or to accuse, to be an adversary, to resist. But in the Hebraic sense, when we say yistanuni, tahata havati, yistanuni, they accuse, they prosecute. They falsely prosecute I and I. The verb reoccurs in verses 20 and 29, and the noun is used in verse 6. The noun, Satan, is used in verse 6. But, wa'ani, and for I, wa'ani, and I, tefillah. Tefillah, I am prayer. I am all prayer. KJV says, but I give myself to prayer. But that's italicized in the KJV. If you read it without the KJV, you'll get the force of the Hebrew, where it says, for my love, they are my adversaries, but I, prayer, literally in the Hebrew, wa'ani tefillah. Wa'ani tefillah, I am all prayer. The Hebrew, but I am prayer. We have in Psalm 120, Psalm CXX and 7, I am peace. I am all peace. I am prayer. He and I, what do we mean by this? That he, as I, devote I self to prayer on their behalf, when in the past they had been in trouble. I am prayer. Wa'ani. They get accused. Wa'ani. Wa'ani tefillah. Wa'ani tefillah. Tefillah ani. Ani tefillah. Wa'ani tefillah. I am all prayer. I prayed for them in the past. We have Psalm 35, round about verse 13. Kabarim. Now we have this interesting verse right here to close just the first section, the plea. The opening plea, the plea for help, right? The plea for help. Verse 5, and they have rewarded me evil for good. What have they given me? Evil for good and hatred for my love. Vayasimu alayya ra'a tahata tova. Vesina'a tahata ahavati. Ahabati, for my loving, they hate. They have laid upon me evil for good. For good. Evil for good they have laid upon me. Wayasimu alai ra'ah tahatat ova. Wisina tahata ahavati, my love, my loving them, ahavati, my loving. Now, it's interesting because here we have a point of reference to Psalm 35, round about verse 12, and also Psalm 38, round about verse 21. And this verse is kind of so straightforward in the context right here. And they put on me, they placed against me bad things. They placed against me bad things. Wayasimu alay ra'a upon I. Wayasimu alay ra'a tahatat ova instead of for good, in place for good things. Ova. With sina, hatred, hate. With sina and hate a heart instead of ahavati, and hatred for my affection, for my love, for my affection, for my loving. It's interesting in the sense of the Hebrew for my loving, for my having loved them. Right, for my having loved them, they hate. They are haters. So this is the five verses of the opening plea. The plea for help in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews. Now, upcoming is the imprecations. In verses 6 to 20, we have the imprecations or the maledictions. We have the curses in today's daily psalm, Psalm 8, Psalm 109, a cry for help.
Much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty I. Big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my, much love to all my friends. So much love to all my, much love.
One. Baruch Hu, blessed be He. Shema Yisrael, He hears today's daily song, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and he has the order of Maliki, Edek, today's daily song, Mizmor, of 8. Psalm 109, Mizmor Kof 8. Psalm CIX, hear Midrash, study Midrash on the Psalms, Midrash Tehillim, hear. For the leader, a psalm of David. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. Lam natayach,
Litawid Mizmor Elohei Tehilati Al Techerash. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, for the victorious one. La Menatzeach, Le David Mizmor of David, Le David Mizmor, a psalm, Mizmor, a chant, Isis, Isis of David. Elohei Tehilati Al Techerash. O God, true good, Elohei Tehilati of my Tehillah. O Elohim of my Tehillah, of my exaltation, of my my Elota Tehilati. Elohei Tehilati Al Techerash. Now hear. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. The usual translation, especially in the English, reversed the order of the Hebrew. So here, even compare and contrasting with the KJV, King James Version, Psalm 109, Mizmor Kof 8, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. La Menatzeach, Lidawid Mizmor. First verse, Hebraically, first verse, hold not thy peace. KJV has, hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. But here it reverses the order of the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, it's, O God of my praise, keep not silent. Or hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. Elohei Tehilati Al Techerash. So here, today's daily psalm, opening words of Mizmor Kof 8. La Menatzeach, La Menatzeach, Le David Mizmor, Elohei Tehilati Al Techerash. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 20. Et Yahuwah Elohecha Tira Oto Ha'evoda Uvo Tia Deba. Thou, the eye, shalt fear, shalt reverence the Lord thy God. Et Yahuwah Elohecha Tira Oto. Thou, the eye, shalt reverence, respect Jehovah thy Elohim. Et Yahweh Eloheka Tira Oto. Him shalt thou the eye serve. Ta'evoda. And to him shalt thou cleave. U-ba-u-a Tia debak. U-ba-u the bug. And if you do these things, even in the next verse it reads, he is thy praise, and he is thy God, and he is thy true good, and he is thy true God. Hu tehilateka v'hu Eloheka. He is thy glory, he is thy praise. Hu tehilateka, and he is thy Elohim, true good, true God. Hu Eloheka. The people of Israel, Amo Yisrael, have praised for no other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than for the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch
Hu, blessed be he, and HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, and the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, has praise for no other than Amo Yisrael, than the people of Israel, as is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 43, verse 21, where it reads, the people that I form for myself, that they might tell of my praise. The people that I formed for myself, that they might tell of my praise, of Isis. Amzua Yasarati Li Tihilati Yisaperu. The people that I formed for myself. Amzu Yasarati Li. That they might tell of my praise, that they might tell of my Isis. Tihilati Yisaperu. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he, since thou, the I, art the subject of Tehillati, of my praise, my Isis, wilt thou hold thy peace? Hear from Yeshayahu, Messiah, Isaiah 64, 11, it reads, hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. Scripture also says in Isaiah 64:11, wilt thou refrain thyself for these things, O Lord? Wilt thou hold thy peace and afflict us and afflict I and I very, very sore? Elohei tehillati al techerash. Hold not thy peace. Al techerash, keep not silent. Al techerash, O God, Elohei tehillati, Elohei tehillati, O Elohim of my praise, of my Isis. Al techerash, hold not thy peace. Al techerash, keep not silent. Ha'alele tita pakayawa te cheshe uate anenu adam od. Wilt thou refrain thyself for these things, O Jehovah? Ha'alele. For these things, upon these things, ha al eile tita pakayawa, wilt thou refrain thyself, O Jehovah? Tita pakayawa, wilt thou hold thy peace? Techeshe, and afflict I and I very sore. Uate anenu adam od, uta anenu adam od, and wilt thou hold thy peace, keep silence, wilt thou hold thy peace at all our afflictions, at all I and I afflictions? O God, keep not thou silence, hold not thy peace. Even in Mizmor, Psalm 83, verse 2, which reads, Elohim, Allah domi elak, Allah techerash, Allah tishkot el. O Elohim, keep not thou silence, hold not thy peace, and be not still, O El, true good, true God, Elohim, Allah Domilak, Allah Techerash, with Allah Tishkot El. How canst thou hold thy peace, considering all that they have done to Beitika, to thy house, thy bait, as is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 64 and 10, where it reads, our holy and beautiful house, where our fathers praise thee, is burnt up with fire. Ayinai Ayla and Ayinai Aitiful house, where Ayinai fathers, Ayinai patriarchs, Isa's the eye, is burnt up with fire. Beit Kadshenu V'Tifaretenu Asher Hielukaivotenu Haya Lisa Refatesh. Our holy and beautiful house, Beit Kadshenu V'Tifaretenu, where our fathers, I and I patriarchs, praise Izezzi, Ashera Hila Lukai Botenu, is burnt with fire. Haya Lisa Refat Eish. Hakadosh Baruchu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruchu, blessed be He, answer the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 42 and 14, saying, I have long time held my peace. I have been still and refrained myself and refrained myself. Hecheshti me'olam achrisha etapaka. I have long time held my peace. Hecheshti me'olam. I have been still and refrained myself. Achrish etapak. That is to say, refrained myself from crying out at the deeds of the first three kingdoms. That is to say, refrained myself from crying out at the deeds of the first three kingdoms. But now, on account of Edom, on account of Edom, will I cry like a travailing woman? Will I cry? Now will I cry like a travailing woman, like a woman in labor. Kayoleda Efah. Kayoleda Efah. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. For the mouth of the ratchet and the mouth of the deceitful are open against I. Hear. Today's daily psalm is more off 8. Hear Hebraically the bait verse. Ki fi rasha'a ufi mirma alai patachu. For the mouth of the wicked, the mouth of the ratchet, ki fi rasha'a, and the mouth of the deceitful, ufi mirma, have they opened against me. Alai patachu. Ki fi rasha ufi mirma alai patachu.
what is meant by the words the mouth? The mouth. See. Oof. See. Open against me. What is meant by the words hebraically the mouth? See. Oof. See. Alai patachu. Open against me. Alai patachu. It means that when Harasha, when the Ratchet, the Rishayim, came into Hahekal, the temple, they said, where is their God? Where is their Elohim? Let him come down and maintain their cause now. As is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 37 to 38, which reads, we are their gods, the rock in whom they trusted. Let him rise up and save you. Ve'amar, Elohemo, Ora, Chasayuvo, Yakumu, Ve'ya'ezerukem, Ye'elekem, Sitra. And it is said, where are their gods? With Amar, Elohimu, the rock in whom they trusted. Ora Hasayu Abau, let him rise up, Yakumu, and help you, and help y'all. Where ya is the Rukem? Let him, make him be your protection. Yehiya elekem sitra. We amar. Elohemo. Ora chasayu abau. Yakumu. We ya is the Rukem. Yehiya elekem sitra. Thus, like this, they spoke in the holy temple, the Ayla Hekal, and even more, boasting. Even in Devarim, as it's written in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 27, they boasted, our high hand and not the Lord have done all this. Our high hand and not the Lord have done all this. They boasted, say. Here, here, Devarim, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Here, verse 27. Pen Yomru. Yadenu Rama. Lest they should say, Pen Yomru. Our hand is exalted, our high hand, Yadenu Rama, and not Jehovah hath wrought all this, and not Jehovah hath done all this. V'lo Yahuwah pa'ala kol zot. Pen Yomru, Yadenu Rama, Wulo Yahuwah, Pa'al Kolzot. Now, is not all this an open mouthing against Jehovah? Hence, here it is said, for the mouth of the wicked, the mouth of the ratchet, and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me, are opened against I. Ki fi rasha ufi mirma alaya patachu. They compass me about also with words of hatred. Can you hear today's daily psalm? He's more of page Psalm 109. Here, the Gimel, the Gamel verse, the third verse.
They compass me, they compass I about, also with words of hatred. The divrei sina sivavuni, they compass I about, also with words of hatred. With divrei sina sivavuni, what words of hatred? What divrei sina? What divrei sina? What words of hatred? They speak the words of hatred. They speak the divrei sina that their father, their patriarch, gave them. For it is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis. Genesis chapter 27 verse 41, where it reads, and Esau and Esau hated Yaakov, and Esau hated Jacob. Vayishom Esau et Yaakov, and Esau Esau hated Yaakov. Vayishom Esau et Yaakov, and Esau hated Jacob. Hated on him so much. Enough. Hated on him so much that Esau took vengeance and nursed his hatred. And here today's daily psalm, Psalm 109. Here the Gimel, the third verse. And fought against me without a cause, and fought against I without a cause. Vayilachmuni chinam, and fought against I vayilachmuni without a cause. Chinam, vayilachmuni chinam. That is to say, they fight, and Allah them, they fight against me without provocation. For the Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, said, when we sent messengers to Esau, to Esau, we conducted ourselves with goodwill, as is said even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 20 verse 14, where it reads, and Moshe sent messengers to the king of Edom, to the king of Edom, thus, like this saith thy brother Israel. Vayishlach Moshe malachim il meleka Edom, Koh Amar Achika Israel. And Moses sent messengers. Vayishlach Moshe Malachi to the king of Edom, the king of Edom, Il Melech Edom. Thus, like this saith thy brother Israel. Koh Hamar Achikai Israel. On the other hand, according to Bamidbar Numbers chapter 20 at verse 18, on the other hand, Edom said to him, lest I come out with the sword against thee, lest I come out with the sword against the eye. Vayomer Elayo Edo Pain Bachareva et Eyalikarateka. And Edom said to him, Vayomer Elayo Edom, lest I come out with the sword. Pen ba chereba et against the eye. Likarateka Amo Yisrael. The people of Israel said also, even in the words of Mizmor Kof Kaf, in the words of Psalm 120 at the 7th verse, I am all peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Hani shalom v'ki idaber heima la milchama. I am all peace. Ani shalom. But when I speak with ki idaber, they, heima, are for war. Heima, la milchama. Ani shalom with ki idaber. Heima, la milchama. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to Yisrael, to Israel, they have not left you in peace. Hence, here it is said even in Amos and Amos, Amos 1:11, thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Edom, yea, for four, I will not reverse it, because he did pursue his brother with the sword. Hear, hear, Amos, chapter 1, verse 11. Koh hamar Yahuwah, Allah shloshah. Tishayedom V'Allah Arib'a Lo E'esharen Allah Radfo V'chareva Achiz. Thus saith Jehovah Koh Hamayah, for three transgressions of Edom, Allah Shilosha Tishay Edom, yea, for four, with Allah, Arib'ah, I will not reverse it, lo ishivein, because he did pursue his brother with the sword. Al radfo ba'chareb achiyo. Koh hamar yaw Allah shlosha tishaya edom wi Allah arba'a loa eshedem Allah radfo ba khareb achiyo. In return for my love, they are my adversaries. If you hear today's daily psalm, he's more of 8. Psalm 109, here at the Dalet verse, the fourth verse, first part of the fourth verse. In return for my love, they are my adversaries. Tachata ahevati yisa nuni. In return for my love, they are my adversaries. Tachata ahevati yisatenuni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, except for Israel, there would be no blessing, no bracha, no baraka in the world. For it is said even in Devarim and Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 8, the Lord will command the blessing with thee. Yitzav Adonai Itika Et HaBaraka. Jehovah will command the blessing with the eye. Yitzav Yahweh
Iteka Eta Habraka. And except for Israel and except for Yisrael, no light would shine in heaven. As it is said, even in Yeremiah and Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 24. But for the people of my covenant, I would not have established day and night, nor the ordinances of heaven and earth. And here in Yeremiah and Ermias and Jeremiah 33, Hebraically at verse 25. Kohamar Yahuwah im lo viriti yomama valayla chukota shamayim va'aretz lo samti. Thus saith Jehovah, Kohamar Yahuwah im lo briti, if my covenant be not yomam walaila, with day and night, koh hamar Yahuwah im lo briti yomam walaila, if I have not appointed the ordinances, chukot, the ordinances of heaven and earth, chukota shamayim wa'aretz lo samti, and the rain would not come down. For it is said even in Devarim and Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12, where it reads, the Lord will open to thee his good treasure, the heavens to give the rain of thy land. Yiftach Yahuwah lecha eta otaro hato eta hashamayi lateta mitara arzika. Jehovah will open to thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain of thy land. Yiftach Yahuwah lecha eta otaro hato eta hashamayi lateta mitara arzika. And here Midrash note in today's daily psalm 109, Mizmor Kof 8. It says here in the Midrash Tehillim, it says, see above a note, the 31st A note to Psalm 2. And here turning to the notes here, Psalm 2, the 31st, the A note, the view occurring frequently in rabbinic and pseudepigraphic literature that the world was created for the sake of Israel, for the sake of Israel, does not owe its origin to national pride, but is rather closely connected with the ethical conception of creation, and references as well to Psalm 11, the Midrash note 11 and 2, Psalm 25, the Midrash note 9, and here today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof 8, Psalm 109, the fourth note right here, as well as reference to Ginsberg's Legends 5 and 67 to 68. Accordingly, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, said to the Goye Haaret, to the nations, the Goyim of the earthly plane, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community, the Goye Haaret, because of us, because of I and I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, does all these things, all these things, all these things for you. And yet you hate us. Yet y'all hate I and I.
as is said, even here in today's daily psalm, in return for my love, they are my adversaries. Tahata ahibati yisatenuni, in return for my love, tahata ahibati, they are my adversaries. Yisatenuni. At the feast, at the festival of tabernacles, Hachag, Chag HaSukkot, at Sukkot, the feast of tabernacles, I offer up 70 bullocks for the 70 nations, and we pray that rain will come down for them, yes, in return for my love, they are my adversaries. Still, I am all prayer. Tahata hevati ayisatununi va'ani tefila. Va'ani tefila. And I, and as for I, wa'ani tefila. All prayer, I am prayer. Shall evil be recompensed for good? Here, Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 20, that reads and asks the question, shall evil be recompensed for good? Hayashulam tahata tova ra'ah. Shall evil be recompensed for good? Hayishalem, hayishulam, hayishulam, tachata tova ra'a, hayishulam, tachata tova ra'a, shall evil be recompensed for good? Recompense, hayishulam, hayishulam, shulam, be paid. Hayishulam, tahata tova, instead of good, ra'ah, evil. Hayishulam, tahata tova, ra'ah. Even though they have laid upon me evil for good, even though they have laid up on I evil for good. Hear. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 109. Here's a hey verse. Here's a hey verse. The fifth verse that reads, and they have laid upon me, upon I, and I, evil for good. Vayashimu alai ra'a tahata tova, and they have laid upon I evil for good. Vayashimu alai ra'a tahata tova, still I am all prayer. Wa'ani tefila, still I am all prayer. I am prayer. Wa'ani tefila.
109. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. For my love they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for good, and hatred for my love. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the strangers spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth, because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. But do thou for me, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake. Because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth. I am tossed up and down as the locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. I became also a reproach unto them. When they looked upon me, they shaked their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. O save me according to thy mercy, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Lord, hast done. Let them curse, but bless thou. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let thy servant rejoice. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth, yea, I will praise him among the multitude. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor, to save him from those that condemn his soul. His soul, his soul, his soul, his soul, his soul, his soul. His soul.